朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
因为我觉得今天我们教会所面对的跟当年犹太人所面对的也许程度不同，但是本质很相像。
Because I have felt that perhaps it is not a matter of magnitude with which we deal with the same issue that the Jews had to deal with in the passage, but it is similar in quality.
我在这里发现一个非常警惕我心的事情。
I found a thing which alarms my heart.
这些人是信神的。
ThesePeople are people who believe in God.
这些人是信神有大能的人。
These are the people who believe that God has power.
甚至这些人是信神听祷告的。
Even these people believe that God can listen to prayer.
但是问题就发生在这些人的身上。
But the problems arise from these people.
请我们看58章。
Let's take a look at chapter 58.
我们看第三节到第五节。
Let us look at verse 3 to verse 5.
他们有禁食。
They fasted.
但是他们的光景如何呢?
But we need to look at how they were doing spiritually.
我们看第三节，他们说我们禁食，你为何不看见呢？我们刻苦己心，你为何不理会呢？下面神说，看啊，你们禁食的日子，人求利益，勒庇人为你们做苦工。你们禁食却互相争竞，以凶恶的拳头打人。你们今日禁食，不得使你们的声音听闻于上。
From verse 3, why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves, and you have not noticed? Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife, and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high.
特别看第四节。
Let's take a look at verse 4.
你们禁食却互相争竞，英文说 your fasting ends in quarreling and strife. 你们的禁食是以什么结束的呢？以吵架，以打架来结束的，这是很稀奇的事情。
Here we see the English translation of verse 4 says that by the time the fasting ends, the people were already quarreling and they were in strife.
在第三节，你们人求利益，在英文是你们偏行己路。
For the Chinese translation, it says, on verse 3, it says, on the day of your fasting, you seek for your own profits. Yet in English translation, it says, on the day of fasting, you do as you please.
在中文说你乐逼人为你们做苦工，英文说 exploit, 剥削劳工。
And in the Chinese translation, it says, you force people to do heavy labors for you. And in English, it says, to exploit all your workers.
我们再看第九节。
Let us take a look at verse 9.
神说那时你求告耶和华必应允，你呼求他必说我在这里。你若从你中间除掉众恶，指责人的指头，并发恶言的事。
Verse 9, then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help and he will say, here am I, if you do away with the yoke of oppression, with a pointing finger and the malicious talk.
在十三节告诉我们说，你若在安息日调转你的脚步，在我圣日不以操作为喜乐，称安息日为可喜乐的，称耶和华的圣日为可尊重的，而且尊敬这日，请注意中文圣经下面有三个字，不办自己的私事，不随自己的私意，不说自己的私话。
Notice in verse 13, if you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy dayIf you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words.
三个 if, 最后他说不要 speak idle words. 而这些人说这些话的时候是正在他们禁食祷告的时候。
These very idle words that the Lord was referring to were spoken by the people who were holding the fasting.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
在这里我们很清楚地看见一件事情。
Here we see clearly one thing.
一面犹太人在禁食祷告。
On one hand, the Jews were fasting and praying.
一面他们的生活道德的败坏在他们的身上。
And on the other hand, immoral lifestyle were on their hands.
弟兄姊妹，祷告不垂听的原因在哪里呢？
What is the reason for prayers not being answered?
神的拯救没有临到的原因在哪里呢？
Why is it that God's salvation has not
landed? 没有祷告吗？
Have you not prayed?
没有人侍奉主吗？
Has no one served the Lord?
没有人好好在主面前忠心的侍奉吗？
Has no one faithfully served the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，我们许多里面隐而未现的罪拦住了我们来到神的面前。
It is because of the many invisible yet existent sins that reside within each of our hearts.
礼拜二早上我们同工会在开会的时候。
On this Tuesday morning, when we were having our co-worker meeting,
我们讲到教会的现况，我们讲到教会的前途。
We mentioned the church's condition and the church's future.
我们今天都在为希望，这个很快的看见有一个新的主任牧师来，能够在这里我们一起侍奉。
Many of us would like to see a new senior pastor to come here and to begin a new line of service.
我们在谈的时候
，and we were talking about this.
我们就发现很难找到个合适的主任牧师。
And we found that it was really difficult to find.
又很难找到一个很完全的一个能够帮助我们教会的一个主任牧师。
And we found that it is exceedingly difficult to find a pastor who will help this church in the appropriate.
后来那天我就编了一个故事跟同工们讲。
And thus I concocted a story for my coworkers.
假定哈，就是这个故事是这样说的。
Supposedly,
加州有一个我的老朋友。
Supposedly that there's an old friend of mine in California.
听见说我们这个要找一个主任牧师。
Upon hearing that we are in need of a senior pastor,
所以他就打个电话，他要推荐一个他认识的一个传道人要给我。
Calls us and recommends one of his friends and minister that he knows well.
因为那个传道人刚好经过他们家，经过他们那一带，在他们那里领会。
And it just so happens that this minister was passing in front of their house and he was doing ministry. Works.
因为那个牧师那个传道人没有固定在哪一个教会侍奉。
And since this minister had no church to permanently serve in,
他就说我要介绍他到你们教会来。
And thus this friend would say, I would like to recommend him to you.
我说你为什么推荐？
Says why have you recommended him?
他有七个理由，他有七个好处，你们一定会喜欢他。
Says he has seven good characteristics that you will definitely like him.
第一
first,
他很会讲道。
He's a good preacher.
哇，他一讲到有能力，而且有权柄。
His sermons are filled with power and authority.
哎呀，我们听他讲到，我们都很受感动。
And we're often very deeply moved by his sermons.
说第二，他圣经很熟。
Second, he is very familiar with the scripture.
尤其对旧约圣经，很多传道人旧约不熟，他对旧约很熟。
Especially, he is familiar with the Old Testament scriptures.
而且呢，他常常被圣灵充满，他会赶鬼，他会医病，但是他不是灵恩派。
And furthermore, he is often filled with the Spirit so that he is able to heal sickness and he is able to perform miracles.
But he is not charismatic. Okay, 几个了
That's
three.
That's three.
Three. Okay, 第四
Fourth,
小孩子很喜欢他
Little children like him.
不只是大人会喜欢他，小孩子都很爱他
Not only the adults take a liking to him, but also do the children.
那第五
Fifth,
这个人很会门徒训练。
This minister is very capable of disciple training, discipleship.
那么他会带一批人好好的来跟从主。
He is capable to bring a large number of people into discipleship.
第六
，sixth，
他是个祷告的勇士。
And he is a warrior prayer.
他实在会祷告。
He is indeed very very able to.
今天传道人都很懒惰，但是他呢，进食祷告，晚上彻夜祷告。
And often we will see him praying throughout the night.
而且最后第七，他有一对非常敬虔的父母。
Seventh, he has a pair of very, very pious parents.
哇，我听他一讲，我说这个人在哪里？我实在希望我要找这个人。
And I would say, well, where is he? So I can have a look at him.
那后来我就问他，我说这个人到底今年几岁？
He says, well, how old is this person?
他说三十出头。
And he says, well, but he's barely 30 years old.
我说三十出头来我们这边太年轻了不行。
He says, and then I would say, well, he's a bit too young.
那既然三十出头我就再问他因为我们这里有很多结了婚的人需要辅导家庭辅导。我说他结婚了没有
So, and then, since there are a lot of young couples who need marriage counseling, I would ask him, has he been married?
他说他独身，还没有结婚。
He says, well, he's single, he's not been married.
我说对不起，这个人不够资格。
He says, well, I'm sorry, this person is not well qualified.
虽然他有很多的长处，但是他的年龄和他的婚姻状况不够资格来 CBCGB 做主任牧师。
According to his qualifications and his many things on his resume, he's not able or he's not well qualified into the senior pastor position.
但是我很好奇，我问他这个人叫什么名字。
But I was very curious, so I asked him, what's his name?
他说他的名字叫耶稣。
Says his name is Jesus.
当我编这个故事的时候
，When I came up with the story，
我心里面有一个很深的感慨。
I felt a very complex conviction in my heart.
我们今天要找一个牧师。
We're seeking a pastor today.
中国人说又要马儿好，又要马儿不吃草，什么都要完全。
The Chinese would seek perfection in any and every aspect.
今天我们就是找到像主耶稣这样条件的人。
And even if we find someone with a qualification of that of Jesus today,
弟兄姊妹，我不是说条件不重要。
Not that I'm emphasizing that qualifications are not important.
但是当我们看见这些条件合适的时候
，But even when we see that the qualifications still indeed suit our needs,
虽然还有一些好像不尽完全。
Even if we see that there may seem some other imperfections,
弟兄姊妹，让我们给我们的同工有成长的空间。
We would need some living room, we need some living space, and we need some growing space for our coworkers.
弟兄姊妹，等到一个人完全，他就没有可增长的空间。
Unless the person is perfect, he will continue to grow.
何况我们不完全。我们怎么可以要求别人完全呢
？And furthermore, since we're imperfect, how can we ask anyone else to be perfect?
是的，今天我们看见教会有许许多多的挑战和危机摆在我们面前。
Yes, we do indeed see the many challenges and crises laying in front of our.
五本旧堂一直到今天还没有出售，成为今天教会一个很大的一个担子。
The fact that the Warburn Church building has not been sold.Today forms a very big burden for us.
弟兄姊妹，我为了这件事情祷告过。
I have prayed for this matter.
我为这件事情禁食祷告过。
And I have prayed and fasted for this matter.
我为这件事情几天禁食祷告过。
And I have prayed and fasted for several days for this matter.
当我准备这篇信息的时候
，But when I was preparing this message,
弟兄姊妹，神告诉我一件事情。
The Lord told me something, dear.
是的，你有祷告。
Yes, you have prayed.
但是你是不是在主里面已经预备好？
But are you indeed prepared before the Lord?
你有没有更追求、更完全、更圣洁
？Are you seeking to be more perfect and more whole?
弟兄姊妹，我不完全。
Dear brothers and sisters, I'm not.
我承认我有许许多多的亏欠。
I have many shortcomings.
但是问题在哪里
？But where is the problem?
我们以为我们完全。
Once we assume that we're perfect,
我们以为我们在神面前已经了不起，尽时为这些事情祷告。
We had once we have felt that we have.Seemingly become perfect by prayer and fasting.
在这七天，神向我说话。
Through what the Lord had said to me for the past days.
是不是因为你的缘故
？Is it really because of you who have fasted?
是不是因为你这个主任牧师的缘故
？Is it really because of you, the senior pastor?
成为今天教会发展的拦阻
，that have become the hindrance to the growth of church. Dear brothers and sisters,
今天早上
，this morning，
让我们不想到别人。
Let us not think of anyone else.
让我们想到我们自己。
Let us think of ourselves.
教会今天有问题，有难处。
Today the church has difficulties.
我们今天打开周报，教会有两万块钱的赤字。
And this morning, as we open up the bulletin, we see that the church is $20,000 in debt.
今天我们看到这里，我们每一个人都摇摇头，哎呀，怎么办？怎么办
？And each one will shake his or her heads and saying, "Well, what should we do?"
好一点，我们继续祷告。
And for some of us, we'll continue to pray.
更好一点，我们愿意奉献。
And some of us might even start to donate or contribute.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们两万块补上去又怎么样
？But so what if we have make up the deficit?
如果我们在神面前，我们的光景跟神的光跟神的关系不对
，If our relationship with the Lord is not right.
有一个解经家 Campbell Morgan 讲这一段的圣经，说那个时候的犹太人犯了形式主义的这个错误。
A theologian Campbell Morgan have once commented on the Jews of that period to be a Jews of a formalistic nature.
那么只是一个外表，虽然外面看起来好像很不错，但是弟兄姊妹，跟主的关系，灵里面的关系到底怎么样？
Indeed, these people would seem right on the outside, but we would indeed have to question their relationship with God.
弟兄姊妹，我必须停，我必须停到这里。
I have to stop here.
因为时间不许可我再讲下去。
Because time restriction does not allow me to go on.
但是今天我们面对教会的这样的一个光景。
But as we face the condition of the church today,
好像犹太人面对这样的一个压力在他们面前一样。
Just as the Jews were facing this crisis,
我们今天在主面前怎么样？
How should we conduct ourselves before the Lord?
我在这里讲过，原来我再讲一次。
Forgive me for saying this again.
在我母亲去世的前一个月
，One month before my mother had died,
那个时候医生已经宣告她没有什么盼望。
The doctor had already said that there is not much that they can do.
到了一个地步，我们母子之间已经可以直接讲生和死的问题。
To a point where we can directly and frankly talk about matters of life and death.
可那时候不容易。
And it was not easy at times.
虽然知道他快要临终了。
Even as we know that she is about to pass away from this world.
我们就很不愿意讲到死这个字。
And we were reluctant to bring up the issue of death.
但是那天我跟他在病房里面面对面在一起谈话。
But as I sat face to face with her that day,In the hospital.
我跟我母亲讲
I said to my mother,
我说母亲，我知道这一生你心里面还有一些很深的结在你的心里。
Says mother, I know that there are some very tight knots that still exist in your heart even after a lifetime.
在我们家，我们谈话之间，有些名字是不能在我母亲面前提出来的。
To such a point that there are some names that could not be mentioned before in my mother's presence.
因为我一在母亲面前一提这个名字，我母亲就会生气。
And because these names would provoke anger and frustration with my mother.
因为这些名字曾经对我父母亲带来很深的伤害。
Because the names of these people have brought great harm to my parents.
我跟我母亲讲。
And I said to my mother.
我说母亲，你还恨这些人吗？
Says mother, do you still hate these people?
她没有回答。
She did not answer.
我知道答案。
And I know the answer.
我说母亲
Says mother.
马太福音五章第八节告诉我们说，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Says blessed are those who are clear in heart, because they will see the face of God.
我说母亲，你不久就要去见神。
Says mother, it won't be long before you go and see God.
我说你要去见神，你预备好你要见神吗？
But mother, are you truly prepared?Before you see the Lord,
你心清吗
？Is your heart clear?
我们不知道我们哪一天会离开这个世界，对不对
？Since we do not know what day we'll leave this world,
我们去坐船去游湖，哪里想到我们这生命就结束了呢
？And whether we go, we partake in any kind of activities, who knows that our lives will end at that point?
我们坐飞机到一个地方，哪里想到这是我们最后一个旅程呢
？Or for example, if we go on an airplane, who knows that the airplane will be the last journey that we'll take.
我说母亲你要心清你才能够见神那边。
Mother, you must be clear of heart before you can see the Lord.
她开始说话。
And she began to speak.
她说那要我怎么办
Says, what should I do then?
我说你要赦免她。
Says, you must forgive them.
你要原谅她。
You must forgive.
她说很难。
Says, it is very difficult.
我知道很难。
I know, I said.
我帮你祷告。
But let us pray about it.
我帮你祷告。
Let me pray for you.
她说不要。
But she said no.
我自己祷告。
She said I'll pray for myself.
这是我的事情。
It is matters that concerns
me. 跟你没有关系。
You don't have anything to do with it.
她眼睛闭起来。
She prayed. She closed her eyes.
隔了几分钟。
And after a few minutes.
她眼睛张开来。
And her eyes opened.
我看见她的脸充满了光。
And I saw light emanating from her.
我知道她里面的心结，几十年的心结打开。
And all of a sudden, it seems as if the knots that have been there for a couple of decades had all of a sudden loosened.
我深深地相信
And I deeply believe.
她去世的前一个月
The 1 month before her passing away.
她把这些事情都清清楚楚有一个交代
She had a very clear direction as to how to go about untying these knots.
如果我们今天在神的面前有一天要离开这里
If we're supposed to leave this world tomorrow,
我们预备好了吗
Are we really prepared?
但愿我们成为一个清心的人
May we become people of clear hearts?
我们心灵里面有什么恶的思想
any evil thoughts in us.
我们嘴里面有一些 malicious talk, idle words.
Any malicious talks or idle words that it will be existing in our mouth.
甚至不小心我们用手在禁食祷告的最后来打我们的弟兄和姐妹。
Or any kind of quarreling or strike or even striking our neighbors with our fists.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们最后看五十九章第二十节。
Let us take a look at the 20th verse.
No,
the 20th verse of the 59th chapter of Isaiah.
五十九章二十节。
Chapter 59, verse 20.
耶和华这样说。
Declares the Lord.
必有一位救赎主来到锡安雅各族中转离过犯的人那里。
The Redeemer will come to Zion.To those in Jacob who repent of their sins.
Redeemer 来到这些 repent 的人的当中。
A Redeemer coming to a repentant people.
求主接受今天这篇信息。
May the Lord through this message today.
让我们更多的自我省察。
Bring a sense of self, reflection in us.
让我们在主的面前真是因着我们的回转，让复兴临到我们当中。
May through the turning of our hearts, may Lord bring a sense of revival and renewal in our midst.
我盼望今天早上，当我们来到主的面前，听这样的一篇信息。
I pray that as we come before the Lord's presence to hear this message,
让我们不是马马虎虎就让这个信息过去。
Let us not simply hear the words of this message.
我特别盼望像我这样一个老基督徒，特别是多年的基督徒，在神的面前好好再来思想。
I hope that among you, especially the older or the more mature Christians, will think about this issue.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内。分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。